Millions of undocumented immigrants live in the U.S., but some new data from the Pew Research Center may offer a few surprises in their detailed portrait about who's coming to the U.S. and why. Demographer Jeff Passell says that beginning in 1990, the undocumented population grew rapidly, year after year. And after the Great Recession, the number of undocumented immigrants plunged. The undocumented population is lower now than it was in 2009.
What we think happened, and we don't have definitive data, is that the unauthorized immigrants are coming for jobs. The jobs were no longer available with the Great Recession, and a lot of unauthorized immigrants left. But in the long run, this is a population that consists mainly of young working families, and a lot of them had put down roots. So the ones who had been in the U.S. for relatively short periods of time left when they couldn't find jobs, but the ones who had been here a while seem to have stayed.
Jeff, your research shows that in some states, the undocumented population is falling, but here in Washington state, our undocumented population is on the rise. What do we know about why that's happening?
Well, the broad picture is that unauthorized immigrants have tended to settle where they can find jobs. We know in Washington state that a lot of unauthorized immigrants work in agriculture, a lot work in construction, a lot work in the service industry, and those are sectors in the Washington state economy that over the last 5 years have shown general improvement. So that is probably why unauthorized immigrants are increasing in Washington state.
What's been the most surprising element of this to you when you look at this data about undocumented immigrants? What stood out for you?
The data we have going back as far as 1990 has shown that when the U.S. economy is strong and improving, the flow of unauthorized immigrants into the country has gone up. And when the U.S. economy went into recessions and was not improving, the flow of unauthorized immigrants went down. And that was a very strong relationship between 1990 and 2009. Since 2009, the U.S. economy has been steadily improving. If the model had worked, we'd expect to see increasing numbers of unauthorized immigrants coming into the country. And in fact, what we've been seeing is decreasing numbers coming in since 2009.
Jeff, you study immigration to this country for a living. And I wonder, what strikes you as the biggest misconception people have when they think about undocumented immigrants?
There's actually a couple. One is that they're all Mexicans. And there are large numbers of unauthorized immigrants from places other than Mexico. Mexico's now only about half. People tend to think of the typical unauthorized immigrant as a young, single male working in agriculture. And the only thing that's true is the young part. About a little less than half of all the unauthorized immigrant adults are women. The majority of men and the vast majority of unauthorized women are either married or living with a partner. 40% of unauthorized immigrants living in the United States have U.S.-born children, so these are basically families that we're talking about. And while agriculture plays a big role in this, there aren't many agricultural workers in the country, so only about 4% of unauthorized immigrants work in agriculture. Much larger shares work in construction, and the largest is actually service industries.
Jeff Passell is a senior demographer with the Pew Research Center, telling us about new data on the undocumented population living in the U.S.